Yeah, soldiers. Hey, I just spent 10 on the whole thing. Riding through the city and the car swing. $10,000 for my pinky ring. And she all on me cause I'm in the game. I just spent 10 for the whole thing. Yeah, make it rain. Walk inside the club and just make it rain. Walk inside the club and just make it rain.
Episode 233 coming at you. Make it rain.
That's right, folks. We need some motherfucking rain. The whole world is, the whole West Coast of the United States is on fucking fire. Okay.
Yeah, it really sucks, man.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And I'm really tired of like going outside and looking like the world just dumped a fucking ashtray on everything. I feel fortunate enough that that's all I have to deal with is smoke and ash and bullshit. I don't have to evacuate or lose my house or any of that stuff. But god damn, man, this is just, what the fuck, 2020?
Yeah, you know? I know, man. Unfortunately, my wife's coworker died like suddenly. 2 days ago, and just it's just been
on the
like,
or
no,
like,
no, but they think she had like a brain aneurysm or something.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, so anyway, it's just like one thing after another, just shitty, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know that this show won't come out for some time, but this morning there was reports of over 20 different earthquakes in Yellowstone.
Yeah, but I thought that was common.
Well, it's also the location of a fucking super volcano.
Oh god. The extinction of mankind in our lifetime? That would be insane, dude.
I mean, I would
there's no way.
I thought we were gonna get Godzilla or aliens. I completely tabled fucking super volcano. That is the most American thing we could do, right? Just completely forget about the worst possible thing that we have laying underneath our fucking feet and think about all this other shit. Oh, no, fucking aliens are going to come. No. Super volcano is going to fucking wipe us out like the dinosaurs, y'all.
I'd like to give a shout out to Pierce Brosnan and his starring role in the movie Volcano, where ash was raining down hardcore. And I just think about that when I see the ash from that movie. I always think about, like...
Just to stay on that theme then, I'm going to give shouts out to Tom Hanks for fucking Joe versus the Volcano.
I watched it recently in its entirety.
No, you did not.
Fucking COVID.
Holy shit, how did you even do that?
Fucking
COVID, that's exactly it.
I have the Star Super Pack is how I did that.
Bro,
it's super cheap. It is dumb.
I'm going to tell the whole audience right now. This is what fucking lockdown is like. Since lockdown, with my kid, we have watched in entirety from beginning to end in sequential order or in timeline order every Star Wars movie, every Avengers movie.
Jesus.
We're on the last Harry Potter movie, every X-Men movie.
Sounds awful, dude. Star Wars got so bad.
Dude, it got so bad. It was so bad. But you know what? In that Star Wars run, we watched in entirety all 7 seasons of fucking Clone Wars as well.
Jesus.
And Clone Wars is fucking badass.
I know.
Dude.
If I could get past the animation. Anyway, so make it rain for the love of God. I think we need to do like a collective rain dance like the Indians did back in the day, because their shit was probably burning too and they had no means of doing anything.
That's right. You know, the Native Americans, they had it right. They knew what was up. That connected
land, you know,
respected land, connectivity, the give and take of nature. They found the balance and the harmony within that, and white culture does not give a fuck about balance or harmony.
That's exactly right. It's all about competition and being the best you can, making the most money. And yeah, it's fucking bullshit. But we're in the cycle trying to cope. Anywho, make it rain. I always thought cloud seeding was underrated until I researched it. There's got to be another way, dude.
I mean, cloud seeding is not complete bullshit, as we know factually from reports that the United States government actually did cloud seeding and experimentation of chemical and mass toxic warfare on the population of the San Francisco Bay Area. That is actually a proven fact.
Okay. Sweet, man. That sounds about right. Yeah.
There's that in life.
Yeah. But, I mean, just to try to make it rain. I don't know of any other technology to make it rain except for the crazy dance.
Call on, like, Loki and Thor or something. Maybe Storm from X-Men. Jesus. Oh, sorry. I've been watching too many fucking movies.
I did play some, like, weird Japanese Marvel X-Men Street Fighter weirdo. Like, what the...
Oh, yeah. Awesome. You got that fucking awesome barcade thing, right? Yep. Yeah.
Come over, man. I'm telling you.
I know, man.
You get down the rabbit hole of weirdness, though. There's a bunch of hacked games, you know?
Oh, you start playing, like, fucking, like...
I was
Korean,
playing a hacked
Korean
one.
Korean import,
like,
games and shit. Like, we're like, I don't even know what I'm selecting right now. Like,
yes. It had, like, just the weirdest. Yeah. Anyway, here comes some more music. Thanks for listening. Making It Rain on your head with Ash. California Fighters.
In a hippie rain stick of treason.
Cali weed, a nigga lose his life, child, roll on me now. Yep, yep, we get it. No ifs, ands about it. And the rain keep falling, even when it's drought.
Yeah, I'm in this bitch of terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right, I make it right. I'm in this bitch of terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right, I make it right. Make it rain on them hoes, I make it right, I make it right. I make it rain on them hoes.
Body's banging, she got it, man, she does it all. She gets it popping with no hands, I make it pour. I make it rain on them, I'm laying game to them. I'm guessing misses to tattoo my name on them. Gotta get that baby love, gotta get my paper up. Gotta see scrap, hey, scrap, hey, scrap, hey, crack, and when it rain on us. And you know what it is, yeah, it's them paddock kids. And we know how to bid, so we don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm in this bitch of terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right, I make it right. I'm in this bitch of terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right, I make it right. Make it rain on them hoes, I make it right, I make it right. I make it rain on them hoes, I make it right, I make it right. I make it rain on them hoes, I make it right, I make it right. I make it rain on them hoes.
Kelka TSBX niggas, kill it. Scott Stars, my nigga. Yeah. Turn the sunshine, I see you, nigga.
Oh,
in a hippie rain stick of treason.
Episode 232 coming at you, making it rain. Or make it rain.
Yeah. Making it rain. I don't know. I don't care.
10 years later in the fucking 200 AQI smoke, trying to cope, and the fucking world's burning down around us. It's brutal, man.
I mean, you said you wanted some sort of technology that would allow you to make it rain. Well, I can tell you that in my journeys in life, a little stop in Bend, Oregon, there's a place called The Office there in Bend, Oregon. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's a titty bar.
All right, I have not been.
Okay. And, you know, on our travels up to the Gorge to go see Dave Matthews and such, we stop in there and usually... It's college night when we stop in, which is always great fun, right? You know, girls get to dance for free. So there's that.
Damn, you're a perv.
You go. The best part about it, though, is seeing these, like, you know, 19, 20-year-old college kids, because they can't go to the bar and drink, right? So they got to go to the titty bar. And they go to the ATM, and they're going to take... The guy's like, I'm going to take $200 out of the ATM, right? The fucking ATM spits out 200 $1 bills. Fucking brilliant. He was making it rain, folks.
That's amazing.
It was great.
That's so funny. I've seen it like maybe twice ever, I think, where someone just made it rain on the stage, you know.
So, I remember
such a weird, horrible place, like the strip clubs. What the fuck?
I don't know if you remember this one, Matador, but at my bachelor party in Lake Tahoe, we went to a nightclub. And that night in the nightclub, like up on the catwalks above the crowd were these like women in like bikinis that were dancing and shit, right? And this guy was quote unquote making it rain, right? And he threw a bunch of money up at this girl that was dancing up there, and she looked down at him, and I mean, I'm a good distance away, and I could tell she looked down at him and said, I'm not a fucking stripper, and kicked the money off the platform back down at him.
Now she's a stripper for sure.
That was
because that place was ridiculous, man.
That was fucking great.
Jesus.
We took all of our friends' cocaine. It was great. It was a wonderful night.
Sounds about right. Anyway, yeah. We're here in 2020, still doing this shit, trying to cope, and yeah, this is the highlight of my day. What are you gonna do? Like, so the San Francisco Giants game last night was postponed due to COVID.
What?
They're going to have to quarantine for 14 days, I think.
The whole team?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened?
It just killed, like, I was waiting to watch that game for like 3 hours, and then I was like, what's going on? And it was like giant, like, font. COVID infection, blah, blah, blah. Like, we are in the
Everybody... Everybody wants to play it down until they fucking get it or give it.
Yeah, I mean, it just sucks, dude. Like, at some point, you got to get out there. What are we doing?
Well, of course.
We just live in the, like, we're hermits, dude. We're forced into hermitness.
I mean, here's the deal. Like, I'm not going to discredit the large amount of people that I've known growing up that fall down the conspiracy theory rabbit holes of obscurity. But, you know, one of the conspiracy theories, if you will, that I'll acknowledge is probably pretty fucking accurate, that while overextending and hyping this current COVID environment and making it seem a lot worse than it is and creating fear and divisiveness amongst the population, is in fact a social experiment on humanity. If you don't believe that to be true, then you're a fucking idiot. Because here's the deal. Whether or not it was done intentionally as a social experiment, it's happening now. And the social experiment is in place, whether you like it or not. The way that we respond and react to these moments in this time will determine our future moving forward. Distance learning in the classroom, okay? The amount of time kids can spend in front of a screen, how long should a class be, all these other factors that are going into this, right? This is all going to play into the future of education as well. 10 years from now, maybe your kid will have the option of distance learning or in-class learning, and if they choose one or the other, they'll be subject to these rules that are starting to be created today, right now.
Yep, that's true. And yeah, they want to keep you in your house for the most part because...
Well, they don't.
It's
they
just
really
like the
don't.
Debt equals slavery thing, you know?
Well, and modern slavery is economic slavery,
exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So if you're locked in your house and you're not out there spending, you're breaking the system. They don't want you to break this. They spent generations building this system. They don't want to fucking break it. We are breaking the system right now. And if we don't accept that and realize that this is the only fucking opportunity... I am 40 years old, okay? And I guarantee you in the next 40 years of my life, I will never see another opportunity like we see right now to affect change for the future. Everybody's locked in their fucking house. Suddenly we all realize, hey, having a fucking gas automobile ain't the fucking business. It doesn't matter. I don't need a fucking fleet of automobiles and trucks and cars and sports cars and da 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 da. I need something to get me to point A to point B, and that's fucking it, right? So we're going to see the rise of electric vehicles and all that kind of stuff, right? Unless, of course, we rush back to normal. Well, what was fucking normal? And is that the normal you really want to rush back to? Think about that for a second while you look outside and the fucking rain spatters down your window.
Yeah, there is no rain. Ash rain. Yeah, just the people in power, you know. I think they have it pretty fucking sweet, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ones that want to rush back to normal and maintain their power and position and all that shit.
Absolutely. I mean... look at the stock market, okay? Look at something like Live Nation, okay? They run concerts all over the world, okay? How in the fuck can their stock be up $15, $20 in the last month or two? Like,
yes.
Has there been concerts?
It's,
no.
It's such a weird, like manipulated thing at this point.
Right, exactly. So, like, all of it's bullshit. It's all perception and everything. The reason why their stock's up is because so many people bought while it was down. That's the only reason why. That's it.
Pretty
crazy.
They
didn't make any money. They didn't do anything. They lost 98% of their fucking revenue and went up. Like,
yeah, that just shows you right now
20%.
The stock market is such a... Yeah. It's funny, I work with a guy, and like these two guys are just obsessed with stocks. And I watched them dump $100,000 into the market like the day after everything crashed last week. It was so gnarly. I'm like, that's why it's that. That's insane.
Right? That's the exact reason.
Like, I'm buying 30,000 shares of this, 10,000 of that, you know, like just and then he was instantly making hella money. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, some people like, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, it could be an instant success. It could be an instant failure. It could be, you know, I mean, for me, I slow played that shit and like did little nickel and dime investing here and there and whatever. Right. And like since, I don't know, April until now, maybe I've made $100. on the stock market.
How long is your hair at this point?
Holy fuck, dude. Do you want to know?
Are you going to go bald? Oh, no. You looks like you got a good hairline.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I've known a lot of people that had super long hair and went bald.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I still got a strong fucking split right down the middle, like always. It's like, I literally have like a straight line down the middle of my head. And my hair goes left and right of that, and that's it.
That's
except
funny.
For the fucking giant cowlick in the front.
Anyway, we wish it would rain. Yeah, the smoke is ridiculous.
I've been outside the whole time we've been recording this, and I swear to God, like, my chest is on fire.
And I know, dude. It's so crazy.
All right, let's get back to the fucking music, people.
All right, here it goes. We're going to play more music. Hope you're enjoying this. This is Make It Rain, Rhyme.
And Raindrops of Treason.
Counterpart in the magic art is manufacturing Judgment Day. There's a bellman blowing out of the east, bringing famine, drought, and plague. Well, now at least that's what they say. Just came, open up the heavens.
make it rain. I'm close to heaven, crushed at the gate, sharpen their knives on my mistakes. What she done, you can't give it a name. You gotta just make it rain. Make it rain, yeah.
In the rain, in the rain, in the rain.
Rain, rhyme.
That's what we were saying on the other parts of this.
Episode 233 coming at you. Make it rain for the love of God.
We're sick and tired of it raining fucking ash around here. We want some actual precipitation. We're out here in fucking California, y'all. It should be like high 80s, mid 90s right now. Like zero humidity. What is it? It's like fucking high 80s and like 90% humidity. I can't see the fucking sky. My chest hurts because it's like I'm breathing a fucking pack of Marlboro unfiltered every day.
Oh, yeah. My eyes have been on fire for now probably 2 weeks. And, yeah, it really gets to my eyes for whatever reason. Like, they're just little... can't see out of them. What the fuck? They're, like, feeling like they're and the back of my throat, probably, but not as bad as definitely the eye trauma.
Oh, I got something for the back of your throat.
That's what he said. That's what he said. Drinking a delicious Sculpin IPA, Ballast Point.
Great. How could you
beer.
Not?
Great beer. You know.
I got to give a lot of credit to Ballast Point. Ever since they got bought by that small fucking one-off little brewery in like the Midwest or whatever, like they really have got it back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pretty cool story. And, yeah, great beer. And, yeah, that's one thing about 2020 that's still going strong is amazing breweries putting out delicious beers. But I haven't had beer on tap for, like, months.
I've had beer on tap. I'm not going to lie. I've gone to breweries and got my fucking meal ticket. Right?
And so, it was amazing.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Is like, this is the... So, apparently, if you eat food while having a beer, you don't get COVID.
Oh, yeah.
even though all the reports out there say that it's restaurants, because you're eating and drinking in close proximity, that are one of the highest transmitters of COVID right now. So, irony aside, thank you, California. How do we circumnavigate that? Well, you go to the brewery and you go to buy your beer. Well, you can't buy beer unless you buy food, okay? Because fucking California. So what do? You sell them a meal ticket. It's like $5 on top of your beer, and you get like a little ticket, and you can go give it to the food truck, and it's $5 off whatever you order at the food truck.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay? Like I'm fucking using the food truck? Like, no. Like, you're like, I just came from somewhere else. I'm not hungry. I'll give you the $5 because it's California.
Oh, yeah, so you don't even get the food. Yeah, you have to pay an extra $5.
Thank you.
Yeah. To fucking drink at a goddamn brewery? Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know, man.
Part of extra beer.
Part of me thinks about quitting the business I'm in and becoming just a lawyer and just fucking shit up and being like, passing all kinds of laws that just fucking counteract, like... You know what
there
I mean? Like, shit like that. Like, and just say, fuck you. Like, you know?
Matterdorf from awesome? There.
Wouldn't that be Matterdorf awesome, dude? And just fucking, like, it's like, what'd you do? What did you do with your life? On your
write him in, folks. DJ Matterdorf for mayor of your town.
I'd be like, I fucking changed the laws, motherfucker. All these bullshit Gavin Newsom fucking ordinances. Can kiss my sphincter.
Sphincter kissing motherfuckers.
Anyway, Make It Rain. That was the theme. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening.
If you did, hopefully
our semi hangout is over.
Yeah.
The burn.
I don't know. I don't know how things are going to fall in the timeline here, but maybe our next talk, next time we get together for talking, maybe we do another Halloween show. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I saw a giant 12-foot skeleton in Home Depot that I wanted to buy. And just
my favorite fucking holiday.
That just says, like, fuck the HOA, like, on it, in, like, spray paint. And, like, it's like, it's like wearing a mask. It's just, like, in my front yard. Just, like, fuck everyone. All right.
This is going to be, we have Matador's Rampage. This is going to be Gower's Tirade.
Yes.
Gower's Tirade as it relates to fucking Halloween. Okay. Halloween is my favorite motherfucking holiday of all. Okay. You get to be whoever you want to be and act however you want to act. And everyone's cool with it. It's all for fun. Everybody dresses up and does something different. We fucking drink. We party. We eat candy. We don't give a fuck about anything. It's a celebration of a pagan heritage that has been long ago, which is my ancestral roots. So I have a very strong affinity to fucking Halloween. I love to either throw or go to Halloween parties. It's always been my favorite. And this year, in the year of 2020, Halloween, A, falls on a Saturday. B, falls on winter solstice, so the longest fucking day of
the year.
Before the clocks change, okay, so you get an extra fucking hour.
Wow.
Right? It's a full moon.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I don't like Halloween that much, man.
The greatest fucking Halloween that never was, man. I'm
so burnt. Of course it will, yeah.
I'm so burnt. Yeah. I waited my whole life for this Halloween, and I'm fucked.
Well, that's going to be a future theme, I'm sure. Thanks for listening to this shit. We got to get back to our non-smoky environments.
Yeah.
Just put me in a hyperbaric chamber. I'll sleep in it.
I'm well, the ready. Fucked up part.
Pump oxygen.
Honestly, like the fucked up part is the humidity, right? Because I got my AC down. Like usually, I keep my AC like pretty high for California. I keep it like 77, 78.
Oh my god, how do you live?
Right. Well, because it's fucking livable, right? Like I save a lot of money by doing that, and it's really not that bad, right? With this shit, with all this humidity that we've had on top of it, my AC is not running. The house is at 77, but it's swampy as fuck. So I gotta break that shit down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just, yeah. It creates its own weather pattern. The fires, are you aware of that? It's so crazy.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, you wake up in the middle of the night and you just got, like, fucking, like, the crustiest fucking boogers you've ever had.
Oh, yeah. I was breathing smoke like the other night, and then I went to work. Well, I was in the shower and I felt like I was going to puke.
I felt
like super fucked up. Then I got to work and I was like, stumbled in, sat down. And then I was finally like, after an hour, I'm like, fuck, I didn't think I was going to make it. And I looked at the AQI, it was 391 for GCO.
Holy shit, dude. 390.
Yeah, we were just breathing that shit and like, you know, like, what I mean? All night.
Even with like your house perfectly sealed up. With,
oh,
like,
it was so gnarly. I felt smoky in the house too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we made pancakes this morning. And, you know, the griddle got a little hot, so it smoked up a little bit. Couldn't fucking open the house. The house was like smoky pancake until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Right? But I couldn't fucking open the house because you open one window and like you may as well just like have dumped an ashtray in the house.
I know. I was reading someplace in Oregon is like way worse than China right now. The most polluted place on earth.
Northern California is the most polluted air in the world right now.
All right.
So make it fucking rain.
I know. Make it rain. All right. Thanks for listening. Closing out the show. Here it is. Make it rain.
All right. Thunder, storms, memories remain. And through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.